Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
August marks the 10th anniversary of Russia's invasion of Georgia, a country of less than 4 million people in the South Caucasus. The causes of the conflict between the two countries, particularly long-running disputes between Georgia and the Russian-occupied regions of Abkhazia and South Ossetia, are complex. But the fact remains that on August 7, 2008, Russia launched a full-scale land, air, and sea attack against its sovereign neighbor across an internationally recognized border. The conflict pitted 70,000 Russian troops against Georgia's army of about 10,000 soldiers and another 10,000 reservists. Needless to say, the war did not last long. It was over by August 12. In response to the Russian invasion of Georgia, France, supported by the United States and its European allies, helped broker a successful ceasefire agreement. Under the terms of that agreement, Russia pledged to immediately withdraw its forces from Georgia to their positions before the hostilities began. Russia failed to live up to this and other requirements of the ceasefire agreement. On August 26th, Russia exacerbated the situation by recognizing Georgia's breakaway regions of Abkhazia and South Ossetia as independent countries. For the past 10 years, Russia has occupied Abkhazia and South Ossetia in violation of the ceasefire agreement. The United States unequivocally condemns Russia's occupation on Georgian soil, said Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at a May 2018 plenary session of the U.S.-Georgia Strategic Partnership. Russia's forcible invasion of Georgia is a clear violation of international peace and security and goes against the basic principles of the Charter of the United Nations and the Helsinki Final Act, he said. The Russian-occupied Georgian territories of Abkhazia and South Ossetia are integral parts of Georgia. The United States supports Georgia's sovereignty and territorial integrity with its internationally recognized borders. We call on Russia to fulfill all of its obligations under the 2008 ceasefire agreement, to withdraw its forces to pre-conflict positions, and to reverse its recognition of the Georgian regions of Abkhazia and South Ossetia as independent states.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.